This is Paul Garber from 88.5 WFDD News. Turnout was a factor in Tuesday's election, but not in the way many people expected. A record number of people voted, but it only added up to 44% of registered voters, pretty typical for a midterm election. That was a problem not just for Democrats, but also for pollsters. Many public opinion researchers across the country spent Wednesday trying to figure out where their election predictions went wrong. Among the races that proved hard to predict was North Carolina's U.S. Senate race. A poll from Elon University had incumbent Kay Hagan with about a 4-point lead heading into the election. Challenger Tom Tillis ended up winning by a little more than 1 percentage point. Ken Fernandez is director of the Elon poll. He says the poll results were based on some assumptions that turned out not to be true.
I think a lot of people, including myself, looked at the amount of attention, national attention, that was directed at this Senate race. The amount of money, right, record-breaking money. I was so confident that the turnout would be more than 44%, which was basically 2010, which was sort of a very sort of sleepy midterm.
Fernandez says some issues developed late in the campaign that may have had an effect on the outcome. He points to the overturning of the gay marriage ban in North Carolina, the Ebola outbreak reaching America, and increasing violence in the Middle East. But he also credited the Republican ground game in getting out the vote. High Point University's last poll, about the same time as the start of early voting, found the race to be a dead heat. Survey director Martin Kiefer says he predicted that, despite all the attention, this year's election would closely mirror 2010.
A midterm is almost always a midterm, and this may be as good a proof of that as you can find.
Looking at polls across the nation, Kiefer says it appears that some models in major races overestimated Democrats' share of the vote. Paul Garber, 88.5 WFDD News.